This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming up front lines of the InfoWar.
I have never had a greater sense of urgency. Everywhere I look, massive draconian censorship is taking place. Just look at this on my Twitter feed. Mainstream news, ladies and gentlemen. Teacher punished. Taught kids to think about free speech. David Knight broke that down. It's everywhere. Then I've got mainstream news headlines here. It's time to regulate the internet and shut down free speech. The Atlantic. It just gets crazier. Look at this. Daily Caller. It's a footnote in the Washington Post. The top investigator into the Seth Rich murder was shot twice in the back. He got away with his dachshund badger hound in his arms, and then the person began trying to run him over, a Marine with the Department of Energy. Yeah, when the hitman comes, that's what they are. And so it's just next level. I don't want to get this individual on. He's been a prominent lawyer, putting out the rewards, investigating, doing all this back when the family wanted that. It's still an unsolved murder. And evidence mounts that there were laptops and the DNC and cover-ups and all this stuff going on. The family suing Fox News for questioning. It's called Alex Jones, Fox News sued for conspiracy theories. New York Daily News, translate that, asking questions. Why, Jones will probably think it's a big deal. This lawyer got shot twice in the back. He thought he was at a document pickup. And when he went under the orange cone to get the documents, he got shot twice in the back. He ran with his dog in his arms, and the feller coming after him, who's been arrested, didn't stop, started running over him, but he jumped between cars after being rammed twice and lived. Tough cookie. The Daily Caller, it's also posted on InfoWars, former Marine charged in shooting, hit and run of controversial Seth Rich investigator. I love how if you investigate, you're controversial. I guess the Daily Caller wants to say that so they don't get sued. Now investigating, see, is controversial. Yeah, it's controversial. He got shot twice in the back and survived by a Marine with the Department of Energy. Uh-huh. Sure. I told everybody when the hitmen come, they're sheep-dipped veterans inside government agencies. That's the hitmen in this country. It's no big deal. He just shot him twice in the back, tried to run over him twice. No big deal. Move along. Everything's fine. Nothing's going on with Seth Rich's death either. He only got shot a couple times in the back, too. Don't question it. I will sue you. Thousands of papers celebrating Fox. Fox is getting punished. Sean Hannity's getting punished. Alex Jones is getting punished. So WikiLeaks says Seth Rich was probably their source, but they won't release it. So he was mad about him stealing the nomination from Bernie. So his family was suspicious when he first got killed. It's an open murder investigation, and news organizations that investigate it get sued, and people that go to parking garages to get documents get shot twice in the back. But it's no big deal. Let's move along now, shouldn't we? I agree. I think no one should investigate Seth Rich. Well, I mean, it is an open murder, but I want to sound fair and balanced. It's very kooky to investigate a high-level DNC staffer who reportedly was being investigated for being one of the main leakers, getting shot in the back multiple times in broad daylight and nothing happens. Doherty worked for Berkman on the Rich investigation. Isn't that interesting? A helper inside helping on the investigation. But there's nothing going on here. Top Seth Rich investigator, shot twice in the back, like Seth Rich, do not investigate. I agree with CNN. There's nothing suspicious, nothing, nothing. I'm mainstream now. Do not investigate. Nothing going on.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We've got an unbelievably jam-packed transmission today. Austin bombing suspect Mark Anthony Condit used exotic batteries and explosives, sources say. And he reportedly worked for a local computer company. We now have the identity of the individual. Fears of more explosives remain after Austin bombing suspect blows himself up. Now, there's only been one photo circulated in the media. It's the same photo of the 23-year-old that is in our article by Merkel Phelan on InfoWars.com. Identity of Austin bombing suspect revealed. But our intrepid team was able to get an exclusive photo that no one else has. I've sent it out on Twitter of this gentleman, the suspect, probably is the bomber, blew himself up reportedly, with his family. We have blurred out his sisters and his parents. I also have law enforcement sources that realize that out in the countryside outside Austin, they used the same shooting range as his sister, and that was on her Facebook as well until that was taken down. So exclusive photo of the individual at InfoWars.com. We just tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones on Twitter as well. We also have exclusive footage just minutes after the bomb was detonated. While police were shooting into the vehicle, reportedly, at least one officer shot out of one of our crew members' apartment windows. So that is how close all of this is here in Austin, Texas. And that is from about 150 yards there with the bomb squad and the ambulances and the police and part of the highway shut down. Again, if you're a radio listener, you obviously can't see this. It's important for us to always add, we are a radio-based / TV transmission. I was the first person in talk radio to not just have a document cam or just have a webcam, but to actually start doing a full video shoot so I could show everybody what I was saying. Because I would say, I've got a picture of UN signs put up at the national parks, and under the treaty it says the UN then controls the administration of the parks and 100-mile buffer zones in all areas. Well, people wouldn't believe me. So I started in about 1997 live streaming sometimes, but only to show certain documents because it was so expensive to pay for my own bandwidth. Then YouTube came along. So that's the reason I'm mentioning the fact that we are radio / television. So I would do select presentations, maybe 10, 20 minutes at a time out of a 3-hour show where I would say, okay, get ready. I'll have it up on InfoWars. We're going to live stream this, or we're going to post this video, and then I would get giant bills. But that's what made me start pushing to make more money and sell films and DVDs and books and videos and T-shirts, well, so I could pay for the bandwidth. Then along came YouTube, along came all that, so we didn't have to pay for the bandwidth anymore, and we could reach hundreds of millions and billions. Now they realize that you've done that, I've done that, they're shutting it off, but we've built our own system at Infowars.com/show and NewsWars as well. So bookmark that, because they are really trying to block us. And speaking of that, I've got a stack of news here with massive censorship we're going to get into. After stock disaster, Facebook still worth more than Coke, Pepsi, McDonald's combined. Lawmakers zero in on Zuckerberg. And as I said on Sunday, and as I said on Monday, this is going to hurt Facebook, because when the left acted like this analytics company that works for hundreds of campaigns around the world, piratical, mercenary, seedy, when they act like it's the ultimate evil to harvest millions of names that are open source and then contact them for political purposes, Facebook is orders of magnitude more sophisticated than this. So the media is trying to hurt Trump and trying to make sure conservatives and libertarians and nationalists and populists don't have access to databases that are public. And in that, you're bringing down the whole golden goose, morons. And that's fine with me, because we don't data mine. We just direct contact people by email. If you sign up at, you know, our newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we've got our articles on Infowars, and if you want to share them, please do. And we put videos out. We do very limited advertising as well. And all of ours is very, very ethical. We just target conservative and libertarian news sites with some of the supplement ads and ads for the show. But just to watch the left eat its own and eat its tail like the old snake eating its tail is comical. I mean, they just lost $40-something billion and got totally discredited. And now everybody's looking at what they do. Because if you're going to go after the company in England for stealing maybe a lollipop while Zuckerberg is gang raping everybody's privacy and selling it to whoever will take it, again, it's a house of cards. You morons pulled a card out of a house of cards. You just never think a few steps ahead. And now the left is piling on with all these lawsuits, so Facebook will censor conservatives, and it's having the short-term effect, massive censorship, massive dial-down of our reach, massive blocking of anything Trump-related. Ahead of the 2018 midterms that are just imminent. So, if Trump, and if libertarians, and if America, and if the Congress, and if the state houses, and if all of us don't start trust-busting, and if we don't start getting involved and raise the alarm, we're all going to be censored into oblivion, and they're going to steal the midterms and start the impeachment and try to reverse the reboot of this country. So that's where we stand. And that's where we are. Now let me tell you what's coming up. I'm going to get more into the Austin bomber suspect. I put that in a little S because it looks, it's pretty conclusive. And the police did a really great job, really moved quick for how bad this was. There still be some bombs out there. Somebody should still have caution. We're going to get into Biden threatening to physically attack the president again. You've got a report, former Marine charged in shooting, hit and run of controversial Seth Rich investigator. So the lawyer investigating Seth Rich is in a D.C. parking garage thinking he's doing a data pickup for information, gets shot twice in the back and run over. Lives, and they're calling it a conspiracy theory if you think it's suspicious. Oh, okay. It's, that's next level, too. And then the big story. D.C. officials flock to doomsday camps. What do they know that we don't? The story's on Infowars.com. It's links to mainstream news reporting it. We're going to be breaking that down. Stuff is really, really building up. But don't worry, Anderson Cooper, he says that the claim that there's a Democratic plot to remove Trump is a massive conspiracy theory, close quote. So they're saying, the deep state's going to get you. We're going to bring you down. Mueller's going to get you. And then if people say, hey, there's a plot inside the leftist arm of the FBI to remove Trump, they go, that's ridiculous. What next you're going to say, the Seth Rich investigator getting shot twice in the back and run over? Next you're going to say, that's suspicious. I mean, like it's suspicious that Seth Rich got shot. It's not suspicious at all. He didn't even get shot, actually. Fine, I'll be mainstream news. Seth Rich doesn't even exist. Abracadabra. Oh, by the way, Samsung now has a new program that reportedly erases your memories. That's on Infowars.com. It erases your memories so you can watch the same show again. Now, whether that works or not, we're talking mind control areas we're getting into here. So it is just a total overwhelming amount of intel. Flashback, not even Nazi Germany charged Finnish man who had a Hitler dog and had it Heil Hitler. But in the UK, if you're anti-Hitler, but make a Hitler joke, you're facing, it's 1 year in prison, I'm sorry. It was 6 months is the minimum. Count Dacula, he's facing, that's his handle. He's facing it. Hey, his name is offensive to vampires. Maybe that's another year in prison. This is really happening. This is real tyranny attempting to take over. We're in the middle of a global war for liberty. It's happening, and InfoWars is the front line.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words of violence break the silence. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. We are now 20 minutes into this global transmission, Wednesday, the 21st day of March 2018. Dr. Grip will be in studio coming up at the bottom of the next hour to cover massive new eugenics developments, world government announcements, just really critical intel. Roger Stone will be here with us to give us the latest in the fourth hour. If you just joined us, obviously the Austin bomber in the early morning hours, the main suspect, blew himself up in some type of shootout with the police. We have exclusive footage shot of one of the members of our crew out of his apartment window. And we're going to have more of that footage uploaded to Twitter, Facebook, you name it, but also our own servers. That is just minutes after the confrontation, the shootout, and the bomb that he reportedly self-detonated took his life. And, of course, we know the individual's name, Mark Anthony Condit. You can learn all the details. We have an exclusive photo of him with his family on Infowars.com, and we tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones for anyone who would like to see that. There's only one other photo out there, and we have the other photo and the exclusive footage before the news media even got there. We're talking just seconds after our crew member Scott heard the gunshots of the explosion hitting to the window and videotaping it from about 150 yards away. And we are uploading that video to Twitter. They will probably block it, even if it was paint drying, they would block it, because they can't let folks know what a real news agency we are, how we keep breaking exclusives after exclusives after exclusives, because we're not lazy, and we're also geographically located to be able to cover a lot of news just on the ground. So if you look at how he looked when he went into the FedEx to mail a bomb, and they think it's him, and that they may have accomplices. He's wearing what looks like a blonde wig when he has dark brown or black hair. But he could have accomplices, and he could be a patsy. I mean, we don't know. Basically, anything is in the realm of reason. But there are mentally ill people in this world. There are deranged people with a score to settle. And I can tell you, the person bringing the package into FedEx does not look like Mark Anthony Condit, just in his build and a lot of things. And the blonde hair does look like a wig, does have that kind of fake look. But who knows? It's too early to tell. We'll continue to watch this as it unfolds. They're now calling the devices, some of them not sophisticated but complex, but the triggering mechanism was pressure, mousetrap. And sends a charge to the detonation device that he reportedly worked for a computer company and dealing with devices and things. So that may be where he had the know-how. That said, hey, we need a five-day waiting period on bombs. Oh, sorry. You can't stop anybody, even the low IQ, being able to build a bomb. So you can't stop somebody from getting a baseball bat at Dick's Sporting Goods and going and beating somebody's brains out. In fact, blunt objects are used to kill more people every year than firearms are in the U.S. on average. Just like knives. I can walk in and buy a whole set of knives and go out and kill 20 people if I want to with them. You'll see stabbings in China and Japan where one guy will kill 10, 15, 16 people with a knife. And I know you as listeners understand this logic, but a lot of people don't want to have these logical discussions. In fact, they're talking about restricting who can rent big trucks in Europe because the freedom barriers being put up around public places aren't stopping the Islamists from just driving a mile down the road and getting around the barrier. So, you can't stop evil people by restricting everybody. You have to go after evil people. And the answer is good guys with guns. In fact, I did a report on it yesterday. I think I left the articles in my office or in that podcast studio because I shot a video with Doof. Somebody could pull me the name of the good cop in Maryland who within 1 minute responded to a school shooter who was able to shoot two people but wasn't able to kill them. And the cop responded in 60 seconds. Maryland school shooting killed by deputy in 60 seconds versus Florida stand down. Hero in Maryland school shooting, none other than good guy with a gun. And we've got his name and all that information there on the site. So we have Great Mills High School, Maryland, where the shooting took place, where, again, somebody not in the school anymore came back to try to kill his girlfriend and others, shot her, shot the boyfriend, and was reportedly going to continue shooting people when Deputy Blaine Gaskill killed him. And of course, he's on the SWAT team, so instead you've got the guy in Florida saying he didn't do anything wrong, Scott Peterson, standing down, a bunch of other deputies standing down, being political. This is the guy that trained people in the school for school emergencies. And he stood there. I mean, just make sure whoever wants to be there actually wants to protect people. Because most police, most general citizens aren't looking to die, but somebody's trying to kill young people, kids. I mean, the instinct is you're gonna kill them. You're gonna charge them. I mean, most people I know wouldn't even try to take cover. They just start killing if they catch somebody trying to kill kids. I mean, how are they breeding the instinct to fight out of us? I just don't understand it. So, but that's what the globalists want. They want us to roll over to everything and live in their gun-free zones where all the crime takes place. Mexico, one of the highest crime rates in the world behind Brazil. Total gun bans. Brazil's set to pass a Second Amendment. The guy in the lead to be president is going to do it. And you know what? They get guns in the culture there. They get them in the hands of the people. You will see the crime rate plummet. It's happened in so many cities, so many towns. So that's an amazing piece of news. Now, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with the huge attacks on free speech, the latest North Korea news, the really big news, D.C. officials flock to doomsday camps. What does that mean for the rest of us? Told you that was going on. They're getting ready for martial law. And it's leftists doing it. We've analyzed who's doing it. The left is gearing up for war while openly calling for it. And former Marine charged in shooting, hit and run of controversial Seth Rich investigator. Shot twice in the back. He still ran, tried to run over him, got away with his dog in his arms. That's coming up. But nothing suspicious about that. There's another person shot in the back. I mean, I wonder if this guy keeps quiet. I think he is being sued, isn't he? He's being sued right now along with Fox News for questioning. So I guess bullets didn't shut him up. He's a pretty tough guy. We'll tell you about him in a minute coming up. Here's the deal. We got a limited supply of the newest product. My dad, a retired old surgeon and dentist, well, he's retiring this year. He's giving up his license. I don't know why that matters. The point is my dad came up with the top toothpaste company that does organic, empowered with iodine, colloidal silver. It's a bestseller. So he said, Immune Gargle is great because you can swallow it, you can spray it in your mouth. It's concentrated. There's $3 of product in here. That's a lot. It's $9.95. And Immune Gargle is amazing. It's got iodine, it's got colloidal silver, it's got a special type of silver in it that's really souped up. It's amazing, but it's also good for topical stuff. Tastes good. It's got the peppermint in it, and so much more. So get your Immune Gargle. Turns out it's going to sell out like in just 4 or 5 days at the current rate, and it's discounted with lung cleanse as well. It's really amazing. InfoWars line. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Problem is not enough news. My problem is just too much news. I got my video list right here. I want to get into the government, the left openly training for doomsday and just martial law, Viggo Mortensen's road level collapse. Because they're willing to do that rather than let us have the country and be free market. They want control. If they got to make it like North Korea, if they got to collapse it like Venezuela, if it's got to be a hellhole like Cuba, they will do it because they want total control. D.C. officials flock to doomsday camps. What do they know that we don't know? I first told folks 9 years ago that most of the big Hollywood producers were evacuating to New Zealand or Tasmania, some now to Kauai. And now it's all over the news. I was attacked. Oh, Jones is crazy. He claims that Cameron and all these people are going, you know, there because they're preparing for doomsday. That's because I was talking to people in Hollywood that worked directly for James Cameron. I had dinner with someone that worked for James Cameron. I'm like, how you doing? I hadn't seen you in a few years. Well, I'm not doing too good. Cameron doesn't even think there's a future, and most of these other billionaires he knows in tech are saying there's this big event coming, and everyone's evacuating to New Zealand. And I came on air and I warned you, man. Now it's all admitted. And then people that aren't billionaires, they're moving to Montana and Wyoming. I know a bunch of prominent Texas families that are evacuating Texas. Just evacuating, and they just say, word is, can't save the country. So remember this, leftist, all of you crazy people that want to burn it all down, you Antifa meth heads and all of you. If Trump can't stabilize the country, and if we don't make alliances and peace deals, and the world economy keeps going in this direction with population and all the crises and all the countries that have bioweapons, there's going to be a big world war, and there's going to be worldwide depression. And a lot of you aren't going to make it out of it. Because let me tell you, the left just wants to destabilize the country. They want the collapse to come. That's the evil globalist arm. I've got total chills. I don't know if you can zoom in with a camera, but I've got the hair standing up even on my chin right now. I've got goosebumps on my face. I've never had that. Because I'm saying the truth right now, and my subconscious mind is going, yes, that's what you're supposed to be doing. You are supposed to be doing this. I mean, I'm like on electric fire right now. Because this is what I'm supposed to do. And I don't want to get up here and fearmonger, folks, but this is going on. And I'm begging the crazy left, the brainwashed folks, you're victims. Zuckerberg's own documents admit they created the mind control. They put you in this position to, by successive approximation, make you more and more aggressive, more and more angry, more and more mentally ill, more and more wanting to ban words and ban freedom and ban speech and ban assembly and ban free market. As you run around with smartphones living in the lap of luxury, you're being set up to bring the country down. It's a scientific plan. And it's very, very sophisticated. It's 30, 40 years advanced in what most people know. And that's why I get so frustrated when I hear people go, oh, look at this analytics company in England. It got names of millions of people off public data mining, and the Republicans used it. Trump used it to contact people. Bannon used it. Oh, my gosh, it's so sophisticated. Ban conservatives and nationalists worldwide and populists from access to public data mining. There are thousands of prominent companies in the U.S., tens of thousands worldwide, and Cambridge Analytica, I'd say, is in the top of corporations, maybe 200. I mean, I've looked it up. It's in the top couple hundred. It's a big one. But compared to Apple, Facebook, Twitter, Google, the NSA, the CIA, Defense Intelligence, Samsung, Amazon, they're all in a giant race for AI that's hooked into everything. And then they believe there's going to be a huge corporate AI war that'll be economic to see what system takes over the planet. And they believe when it finally hits total consciousness and connectivity, it might take over in hours. just a few days of stock trading and one company is able to buy it all up. And nobody cares because the stock market's at 100,000. And then suddenly there's AI robot-run factories rolling out where everybody can have 20 smartphones a month and, you know, live in a nice house and do whatever you want. But you see, the decision's been made to not let you have all that. They can already, within just a decade, no one will have to work anymore. But the decision was made, and Bill Joy wrote about this, the Unabomber wrote about this, and he was involved in the CIA, high levels of academia, at the leftist levels of planning this. He kind of flipped out and went rogue because it was so scary. He just wanted to destroy civilization instead of letting it get to the whole AI merger. So, I mean, let me tell you, I don't know if this plan's going to work, but we're on rails like a train, and we're going to a really bad place. All aboard. No, I think we ought to stop the train and have a discussion with everybody and be honest about what's going on. But you see, they look at the slob-like public and go, they don't deserve to live to 500 years old. And if you can live that long, we'll have life extensions that will be unlimited. If you can extend life 50 years, then you might as well extend 1,000. And the decision's been made that you don't get access to it. Because you like to watch football. You like to act cool. I do too as well. And we're just kind of down here. And then it's been decided there's 7.5 million of us. And we need to be cold. And so that's where you're at. All right, I'm going to go to break. I promise to come back. I just started getting into this whole D.C. officials flock to doomsday camps. Biden putting out the word. I beat up Trump. Second time he's done that. Got this congressman. Swoozy. Saying, you know, we need to use the Second Amendment on him. Another congressman saying it's time to overthrow him. That's all in 3 days. They're saying kill, 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 attack, 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 attack. And with the anchors all pleased and smiling about it. While the real money is, you know, up the mountains with helicopter bases. And by the way, I don't think those really rich guys are stupid and don't think they want security contractors around when everything collapses. Those guys will all be given fruit punch. And then they've got little weapons pods that just look like gray transformer boxes. And they just unfold and up come the guns and got a computer inside, solid state controlling it. And so the billionaires are up in mountains and redoubts around the world with robot guns and robot drones and jump helicopters and all sorts of amazing jet copters. And they got their own satellites and their own on-staff medical facilities. They're dug in and ready for the AI war. But all the left wants to do is go hit a conservative in the head with a bike lock and count their coup, become a man. Make sure a teacher can't teach the First Amendment in California or she gets suspended. That's coming up. Make sure you don't investigate Seth Rich or we'll sue you. Oh, and if an investigator doesn't stop, how's 2 bullets in your back, buddy? Hadn't got to that yet. Yeah, get shot, hardly even in the news. Got shot a couple days ago, and I didn't even learn about it. Because, hey, what's a Seth Rich investigator getting blasted in the back? The top guy. Yeah. He was also investigating Hillary and Russia ties and was at a pickup to pick up documents. And blam, blam. Think he's getting close? That's coming up straight ahead. Infowars.com. We are the resistance because we just want a future. We just love humanity. We just want to survive.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won.
Whether you owe $10 to
$250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, we're looking into the identity of the main bombing suspect who died in a shootout with the police last night, reportedly detonated a bomb to get rid of himself, Mark Anthony Condit. And we are looking on different sites, going back to the archives to confirm that these are not new sites posing as old sites. And we're looking into his politics right now. And we have some very interesting information, but I'm not ready to confirm this yet. So look for that coming up in the next 20, 30 minutes. We are digging into that like busy beavers right now. I'm going to get into doomsday camps at the start of the next hour and tie it in to all the preparations for civil war and the left and what they're up to. And I want to get into the attacks on free speech. Flashback, not even Nazi Germany charged Finnish man when they were occupying Finland over Hitler dog. The man didn't like Hitler, had the dog howling Hitler as like an insult, making it a joke because the Nazis took themselves real seriously. And then now Count Dankula, who would just do funny jokes and memes, very successful, by the way, just made living, had the pug howl Hitler. He said, I don't like Hitler. So, you know, this is something to freak my girlfriend out. It didn't matter if he liked Hitler. It's his free speech. Well, he's facing now a year in prison. YouTuber Count Dankula, who taught his dog Nazi salute, faces jail time for hate crime. Look, Newsweek reports it like it's a good thing. Isn't that incredible? The video, he said, I don't like Hitler. So I think it's a terrible thing for the dog to do. It's like a sick joke. But that's his right. And quite frankly, my French bulldog Captain died last year, and I've shot videos that are on YouTube with the dog, and he looked like he had a mustache because he didn't have hair on his front of his nose. He had white hair, but it was black right here, so he looked like Hitler. And one time I'm sitting there, and one of my buddies goes, you know, your dog looks like Hitler. Yeah, there's the late, great Captain. What a sweetheart. I'm going to kiss him. Not Hitler, the dog. And my little sweetheart, he died in my arms. Had an embolism. Very, very sad. Blood everywhere. But I was meant for the teapot looks like Hitler. JCPenney banned that. Really didn't, but mental patients would think that. So people thought the dog might look like Hitler. So should the dog be executed? Well, there's video out there with me holding up the dog's arm saying, you know, ooh, see Kyle, because it's funny. Just like John Cleese did a Hitler deal or Charlie Chaplin. What changed? We got hardcore authoritarians in this country. Now, when the left wants to go around doing stuff like this, that's fine and dandy. And all the raunchy comics, everything, they can do whatever they want. And that's actually Cozy, his sister, that's still living. But when the crew tweeted that out, so they said, I'm going to eat Captain Fantastic for dinner. That was just last year. We put that back up on the screen. But that's Cozy right there. That's my house. Sweet little Cozy. She's a good girl. Anyways, she kind of looks like Hitler, too. I don't think she's racist. I think she's a dog. But that is the lunacy of this. But meanwhile, Joe Biden can come around 2 years ago and again this year. But let's play the first clip from 2016. We'll play the new clip at a commencement speech. Biden says he would have had beat the hell out of Trump in high school for disrespecting women. And then we're going to play some creepy Joe Biden videos, because there's video of then-Senator Sessions slapping his hand away from a five-year-old girl. Biden kisses them on the ear, rubs their necks, rubs their backs. It's really creepy. It's really, 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 really creepy. The way he does it is obviously sexual. And he just gloms onto them, and it's disgusting. And he does it to women, too. Yeah, here's some of the footage. This isn't even the powerful ones. But meanwhile, Joe Biden says that Trump having consensual sexual relations with, you know, 30-year-old women. Damn it, consensual, treats them with total respect. That he wants to kick his butt for. Knowing legally he can try to say, oh, a long time ago if he treated, you know, girls in school like this, I'd kick his butt. Implying he's this big tough guy, and implying, again, that Trump is actually abusing people. When it's Hillary and Bill Clinton that are famous for abuse. When it's Joe Biden and all his weird history. You know, we always show the Joe Biden creepy stuff. Dude's got the bombshell. But what we're showing is nothing. I want to add in post, we put this out, his creepy, the one where he's slapping the hands away from the kids and grabbing on the kids and whispering in their ears. There's a bunch of HD video. So I want to can the footage we have in that computer. Because I'm not mad at the crew. It's crap. We have got HD, him rubbing their bellies, rubbing under their arms, rubbing their backs. I want the powerful footage. In the name of the truth! Anyways, it's amazing. So we've got all that happening. And then meanwhile, it's time to regulate the internet. Oh, yes, that's out of the Atlantic Monthly. California high school teacher put on leave after asking whether school should allow students to walk out to protest abortion. You can't walk out for pro-gun. They ban you, say, in the principal's office. You can't walk out, I guess, if you're pro-life. Don't ask the school if you can. Do it at schools that have allowed anti-gun. Then they're going to violate your rights, and you'll be able to sue them and win and teach the left a lesson. It's time to get litigious with them when we're within our rights. So, here is Joe Biden running his mouth. Remember, we had the congressman over the weekend say, use the Second Amendment. The congressman from New York from the 3rd District. Swoozy. Swoozy on power. Drunk on power. Little swoozy. Little tipsy. And you got the other congressman saying, we're going to take him out. And you got all the other. That's just this week. The violent organization of this. So here's Joe Biden putting out the orders of the troops, putting out the idea. Let's get violent. Let's kick some butts. Here it is.
Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
Okay, so that's Biden running his mouth. Here's the newest clip from yesterday.
When a guy who ended up becoming our national leader said, I can grab a woman anywhere and she likes it, and then said, I made a mistake. They asked me if I like to debate this gentleman. I said, no. I said, we're in high school. I take you kind of the gym and tell them.
Yeah, let's beat people up. Let's teach people violence. Trump has done nothing. Trump has never been convicted of a crime. Most of these women, it turns out, is totally made up. We didn't hire Trump to be Mr. Goody Two Shoes. He's a little bit of a Pepe Le Pew, at least he was years ago. But if he was raping women in the back of a car like Weinstein, that'd be fine. If he was a pedophile, that'd be okay. No. But they act like it's abusing women. And there's this new thing where they call it toxic masculinity, taking your shirt off at the beach. In movies, they're now having women go, put your shirt on if a guy's mowing the yard or at the beach. And they're selling that idea that men with their shirts off are bad. So see, the left's all have sex with whoever you want, do this, be violent, you know, all these crazy things. But then everybody else, oh, you all, your speech, if men sit down and kind of open their knees up a little bit, which women do as well, then that's some type of dominance and a microaggression. This is an excuse for these bullies to get in our business and try to tell us how to live our lives, and it's time to reject them because they're here now trying to arrest everybody for our speech. They're a bunch of bullying scum. Okay, I'm going to be very judicious when I start the second hour. I'm going to drill in to the Seth Rich, top investigator, shot twice in the back and then run over by a car. Can't make that up. And almost no news coverage of it. We're going to get into the latest on the emergency doomsday centers that I've not covered yet. I've just mentioned more exclusive info coming out here in Austin on the bombing situation and the death of the reported bomber and more. Stay with us. Second hour coming up. You're listening to local stations. Please spread the word. If you're watching on like Channel 9, Mainline Cable, our own TV station in Houston on Phonoscope, please spread the word about that. So much going on. So many exciting things happening. In fact, I forgot that piece of paper I had that he gave me. I was going to plug phones because they used to cover it a few hours a day. We're 24 hours a day in Houston on Channel 9. I mean, the main channel right between Fox News and CNN. And it's happening everywhere. The Streisand effect took place. I wonder if they'll resort to bullets in my back. Well, I'm going to go on to the end, whatever the course may be. We shall fight and we shall never surrender. Now, we need your financial support. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a lot of products back in stock, a lot of products that are going out of stock, and a lot of specials that are about to end, including a bunch of items that are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Your support is critical.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The scientists at InfoWars.